And let's go next to Russia, where some people are looking back on the atrocities of an earlier generation. A Russian village on the Baltic Sea is still coming to terms with its role in the Holocaust. NPR's David Green has our story.
In Yantarny, Russia, the Holocaust memorial is out of the way. A bumpy road takes you down a hill towards the chilly waters of the Baltic. Climb over a rope, walk around a restaurant. Finally, there it is. A few stones arranged like a pyramid, and a long inscription in Russian. My translator read in English for me. The words recall a massacre on this beach in January 1945.
That was the last Holocaust act in the Second World War.
Some may debate what truly was the last Holocaust act, but this event did come several days after Auschwitz was liberated. The Nazis still had Jewish prisoners on the move, and one death march that started with 7,000 people ended here. My translator kept reading.
There were hungry women and nearly undressed. They were walking. It was minus 20. And, well, then it was decided in the end to destroy, to kill everybody who was still alive.
Frail women and children were ordered into the icy water and shot. 65 years later, some in this village are still unaware. Vladimir Nikolaevich was leaving a fishing hole near the memorial. I asked him about this beach's Holocaust past. What Holocaust? He said in Russian. It's unlikely there were victims here. There is a book about this massacre written by a German witness to some of the killings, but this memorial, dedicated in 2000, became the first tangible recognition of this atrocity anywhere in a Russian province of 1 million people. One reason is the area's peculiar history. This Baltic coastline was East Prussia. After the war, the victorious Soviets seized the province, renamed it Kaliningrad, and repopulated it with Russians. As the Germans died or left, so did their memories. But Victor Shapiro pointed to something else. He's a prominent voice in the Kaliningrad region's small Jewish community. One of the hallmarks of Soviet rule, he said, was to downplay any ethnic or religious differences among Soviet citizens. And so to single out Jewish people as special victims of fascism, he said, would have contradicted communist policy. As for the memorial on the beach, Shapiro visits it often, and he says he hopes it begins to teach people that the Holocaust left its mark here. In Yantarny today, you can also visit a local museum. Lyudmila Karpinyova is the director. She was born here in 1958, and she remembers her parents telling her to stay away from this beach close to her house. Looking back, she believes her parents and some others in the village may have known what happened in 1945.
In those days, everyone kept silent. They did not reveal anything. Even now, my husband tells me, if I had a shorter tongue, I'd be of greater value. But since I couldn't speak much in the past, now it is my time to speak a lot at last.
But only to a point. This museum director said she'll never force people to confront what happened here.
There are people who would like to speak about those events and people who don't want to speak or even think about it. It's not for us to judge.
And you do notice something in her museum. There's the history of East Prussia. There are portraits of Lenin and Soviet memorabilia. Hard to find anything about the Holocaust. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.